Hey, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chip, we're going to talk about how to learn new things.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, well, first, let me ask you, I mean, you're a lifelong learner. Like you,
yeah.
I used to call myself a learning lunatic, right? Somebody that's,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, somebody's like passionate.
But I like it when you call yourself a lunatic.
A lunatic. I know you like that branding. I'm a little crazy about learning.
Yeah.
And learning is really something that I'm in deeply in love with. Well,
yeah.
Let's do two things. Number one, I don't think we have to talk about what the value is in learning new things. People that listen to this podcast are already on board with us on this.
We would have to assume that, yeah.
Yeah. But I am interested, where did you learn to learn? And then how do you learn new things today? Like maybe we do a little bit of like the origin of or what influenced you to be a learner and how do you got into learning things and maybe the early ways that you discovered that you really are interested in that. And then today, what was the last thing we learned? How did we learn it? What strategies do we use or have we seen other people use? When did you always knew that you love learning? Did you ever, like, was that ever a conscious thought? Oh, fuck, I love learning. Or was that always just part like breathing and eating?
I'll go take it to the meta level first, right? And say like, if you're a kid, you're learning.
Yeah.
Like when you're a child, we have kids, right?
Yeah.
And I know many of the listeners do too, but even if you don't, just watch a kid.
Yeah.
Just watch a kid, a young kid, like that might not know anything, right? Anything mean not know the world yet, right? Like 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. Once you're five, I think things start changing. I don't know. Some psychiatrist or psychologist probably prove that right or wrong. And if you're learning, you have to learn how to walk, learn how to talk, learn how to eat, learn how to like deal with life, right? Learn how to deal with other people. And so I would say that many folks just need to go back to their childhood and think about like times when they were really excited to learn. Because I know it's like learning's like at the end of the day, learning and struggle aren't too far away, right? Especially if you think about how you learn to like roll over. When you're a kid, not roll, you know, like, I forgot what they call it, like rollover.
Yeah, roll over. I know
like
what
you
mean. Yeah.
You can only be on your back or your stomach. You can't fuck yourself over, right? I just keep thinking about the dog that can't do that. But anyways, and it was a struggle.
Yeah.
Like you watch a baby struggle through that. Like they're like it's just weird, right? They even get frustrated. You can see it. It's a baby. Like all these emotions are there, right? And so for me, like, I don't know if I was ever conscious of this, that like I like to learn, but growing up, I watched a lot of what I wouldn't call learning, but a lot of like determination, persistence, and like, for lack of a better word, my father, my parents breaking through walls or solving problems. And I don't think you could do those things unless you're actually trying to learn.
Yeah.
Right? So fundamental to like doing anything meaningful in life, including rolling over when you're a baby, is a learning process. Because at first you don't know how to do it. And then you end up learning. Right?
Yeah.
And so I would say, just to keep it meta for a second, there's learning, there's struggle related to that always. Because if you're learning, there's some struggle happening, whether you consciously realize it or not. And then there's another component of it, which, you know, many folks have talked about and stuff, which is the childlike curiosity.
Yeah.
Not childish, but childlike curiosity.
Yeah.
And I think when you couple those things together and you realize that, like, at your best, when you were a child, you probably felt really motivated at that time. Like imagine the first time you went to a playground, it's all these cool things.
Yeah.
You had to learn them all.
Yeah.
Maybe, depending on your personality, you're either super scared and didn't want to do anything or like super motivated and just jumped right into it. But that's all personality. But both types are still learning, just different methods, right? So I would say that like my best piece of advice before we continue on this is like if anyone's wondering how they learn, just think about how you learned when you were a child. So I don't know if I've talked about this before, but I had a dear friend and also a team member at a couple of my companies, and it was the most impactful thing when he told me how he, as a child, would go into the playground. What he would do is he would stand on the edge of it and watch. And then when he felt comfortable, he would go in.
Yeah.
So that illuminated me on his natural way of learning.
Yeah.
So for that gentleman, if we just said, here, go, he didn't know what to do. He would just scramble, like didn't know what to do.